KB4 CPA Mobile.
Noon, Dave. KB4 BWA.
Stevie, when, how are you?
I think I'm gonna make it.
I hope so. Oh, me. Another day, another dollar.
A little bit today, and I'll make a little bit more tomorrow. So a little bit, and a little bit, and a little bit, get me by for the rest of the week.
Damn. Well, I played some tennis this morning, and just leaving the sleep doctor. Just had a checkup, follow-up thing, and dang it, I think I was supposed to turn right there. I don't even know where I'm going.
Days like that on a regular basis, Bubba, don't feel rained on. Well, did you have another sleep study done?
I talked about it with my PCP, but you know, the Snorgard thing's working right now, and so, you know, as long as it's working, I'm just not going to mess with having another sleep study. This particular sleep study he wants me to have would be like an overnight thing where, you know, the old style, you know, where they hook you up to all that mess, and you spend the night there, and they put you on eventually they put you on a CPAP, so if you can tolerate that.
A CPAP now?
I just wear a device that's made by the dentist, and it's it pulls my bottom jaw forward and prevents you know, cutting my airway off when I'm sleeping.
Very familiar with it. I tried one of those, but my teeth just couldn't take that.
It's a little bit of an adjustment, you know, but you can endure it. I mean, it's kind of like CPAP. I mean, the first couple of weeks are kind of rough, but anyway, it's working good, so I just don't want to have to get back to CPAP, because there's no guarantee I'll be able to use it, you know, for a long period of time.
I finally found a mask that I'm comfortable with. It goes over the bottom of my nose and over the front of my mouth, and the air is fed in from the top of my head, so I can roll around, do anything I want, sleep on my stomach with it, and I've been using that for about 6 months now, and it's been great.
Pretty neat. The problem I had when I was using CPAP was my nose would stop up, and it got infected and started bleeding, and just completely, it would completely just stop up. I mean, you know, I'd have so much bleeding going on, so I just had to get off the CPAP altogether.
Folks just don't tolerate them well. Now, mine, it puts a little bit of, I have to feed it water, distilled water, and it, you know, gives me a mist of water, and that way I don't dry out and I don't get all gummed up. But that, you know, that's the way it works on mine. I don't know what you had.
It was years ago, but I had a plastic trach type thing, and it, so I add water in there to give me some, you know, moisture, and I just don't think I was getting the device, the hose and all that stuff clean, even though I was washing it every morning. You know, they've got these new devices now that do that, so it might work. I just have to try it, but it's just that's a heck of a lot of stuff to have to go through and stuff to buy, and then it not work.
It's not for everybody. Well, I hope that mouth device works for you. I've heard that works for some, it doesn't work for others, but it sure didn't work for me. It made my teeth sore.
It can do that, but they're real good at this place, and they can adjust it so it won't do that, and if there is a problem. But most of the time, when they've made something for me, it fit very well, and they don't put that goop in your mouth anymore. They do it with a pin, some kind of pin, and they just trace your teeth with it, and it's digital. It's really neat.
Things they come up with these days, I tell you what, it's pretty interesting. I tell you, it's getting to where they can do just about anything with a piece of software except cure you.
Yep. Well, what else are you doing today?
A productive, dirty, rotten capitalist this morning, so now I guess I get to go home and cut fast.
Sounds like fun.
Let me just tell you, bud, it's so much fun. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll even bring you up to the house and teach you how to run a zero turn, show you how to do it. That way you can be a really well-qualified jack grass cutter the next time you need to cut grass for somebody. So come on up and I'll teach you how.
I think I can find something that'll conflict with that.
I had a feeling. Well, anyhow, in the meantime, we're in the process of selling my wife's Cadillac, and she hadn't put 1,000 miles on it since August last year. And anyhow, we bought us a little weekend car.
About that. That's good. And yeah, this thing here, when did I get this thing? I think it was January, and I got 2,513 miles on it. I don't think I'm going to make the 15,000 a year mark. I'll probably be lucky to get an oil change out of it this year.
Careful of your warranty. Some of those warranties say that if you don't put the mileage on, you still have to change the oil, the friction date on the oil. It gets old. Right. Oil. Well, that's good, bud. Are you enjoying it?
Everything but the antenna. I'm not real happy with the performance of the antenna, but it's doing as good as it's going to do, I guess. And there's not really anything else that's any better, so I'll just have to live with it, I guess. But I like the vehicle.
A little short stub antenna.
Yeah, and it works. Yeah, it works pretty good. It works better than the Diamond did that I had on the Mustang, but only because the Diamond just didn't have a good ground plane on this thing. It's the only reason it didn't perform like it, did on the Mustang. It was fantastic on the Mustang.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, I hate to say it, but the repeater hasn't been maintained yet, and I would almost bet you a dollar to a donut that once they get that maintenance done up there on the tower, that antenna is going to fool you, bud. It's going to really start to sound pretty good. Matter of fact, a lot of antennas around here will. So, don't count that antenna out just yet. Wait until they get that maintenance done.
Well, it's disappointing, and sometimes it's frustrating to the point of where I just feel like taking the radio out of the car and just say forget it, and half the time there's not anybody on here to talk to, and so it's just I don't know, sometimes it's more trouble than it's worth putting a radio in your car. But I have this big chunk of dirt between me and the repeater. It's called Paris Mountain. So, and the route I take, Paris Mountain stays between me and the repeater most of the time.
Tell you what, you're sounding real good into the repeater right now. You're full quieting. Sounds good.
A different road. I just went by Eastside High School. Remember that?
Eastside High School. It seems like I do remember something about that. Hey, are you going to make it Friday night?
I know. I'm planning on being there. I'd love to have a list of people who are going to be there, but I guess nobody really knows.
Sold out all 25 rooms. And, there'll be at least 25 of us there. And I got a feeling there's going to be a whole bunch more because, a lot of them live here in town. And, I'm definitely going to go. And, Phil and Teresa are supposed to go, which kind of surprised me, but anyhow, he's going. And, let's see, who else is going? Pretty much everybody at the lunches is going.
Did you say Phil's going?
From him?
I know two people there. I'm looking forward to it. So I just can't believe it's been 50 years. That's just unbelievable.
At the last lunch, don't you?
I was at the 25th. That's the last one I went to that I knew about.
At our last lunch.
Okay. Oh, I hadn't seen him since graduation, I don't think.
He was at the 25th and the 30th reunion. I'm not sure, but anyhow, I've seen him one time in the last 50 years, in the in-between. So, anyhow, he hadn't changed an ounce. I mean, the boy he looks like the day he graduated.
It's really interesting how some people, to me, look a lot older than we do. And then some people, look about the same as we do. I don't know. And, I'm not saying that, that I'm a good-looking son of a gun or anything, but it's some people just look older to me, and it's just kind of strange.
I appreciate you for including me into that bunch that don't look so old. But no, I tell you, bud, I'm in that category that I don't look anything like I did in high school. Shoot. But there's some of them that, yeah, you walk right up to them and they haven't skipped a beat or missed a day hardly. I don't know how they did it. But there again, they haven't had as much fun as I've had.
For me, KB4CBA. Yeah, well, maybe that's it. That's probably the whole thing right there. They just haven't had as much fun, and you know, they're not, and they're, you know, they're showing it. That's why they're, they look younger or something. But anyway, I'll have to say, when I went off to college, when they say higher learning, boy, they're not exaggerating about the higher part.
You ain't kidding. Yeah, I remember some of those days. It was quite interesting, and it's a miracle I remember some of those days. Oh, mercy. Well, anyhow, in the meantime, we all grew up. We survived it.
Say it's a miracle I survived some of those days. Oh, Lordy. And, yeah, that mild stroke I had a few weeks ago, that thing could have been bad. It could have taken me out. So, I'm just glad to be here.
Kind of thing gives you a little bit different perspective, don't it?
You know, and I always thank God for every day at the end of the day, but I'm even more grateful now because at least I know that he's not through with me, because if he was, I would have been out of here.
Same here, two different times. So, anyhow, I think he keeps me around just so he can slap me over the head every now and then. Keep me straight.
Trying to annoy the rest of us. KB2A checks us.
Oh my gosh. Now you're getting slapped around. Oh me. Well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm pulling in the driveway and get ready to pull in the garage. So I'll say 73s. And, let's see, HSX, I've already forgotten your name. Go ahead and pick it up.
How in the heck do you forget my name, Dave? Oh, my gosh. No problem, Dave. Dave here. And maybe Steve can send you my phone number through a text or something.
If he wants it. Well, guys, I'm sort of getting near the house, too. I got about another 3 minutes. But anyhow, I'll see you Friday night for sure, Dave. KB4. Anyhow, you take it easy. And listen, hang in there with the repeater for a little while. There may be an alternative coming up real soon. And, I got a feeling once they do that maintenance up there, it'll get better. So, 73's, bud. So, Dave, KB2HXS, what else is going on? I thought you were going to do something constructive between our last two calls.
Oh, I did. I just came from over here at a barbell place here. Oh my gosh, I can't think of the name of it now. It's a gym over there. I did some work on an air conditioning system and got to put a bid out for some mini splits to go in there.
Palmetto. Palmetto?
Yeah, well, I got to put a bid out yet. I'm waiting for some pricing.
Sounds like fun. Well, so I'm headed back to the hacienda, and as you can tell, I am in such a hurry to get there. I get to start mowing all of my grass today.
When you get done, bring the mower down here.
But not that much.
Oh. All right, well, you have a good day, Steve, and the other Dave, KB4CBA. I almost forgot where the heck I'm at. I will catch you guys later. I'm going to listen out. KB2HXS73, you go, Steve.
K4VWA. I'm sort of, kind of, maybe clear.